Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man Live, having our gluten-free extraordinaire right here at the Whole Foods and Fashionable Avalon. For those of you who have not heard of Avalon, in the Atlanta area, it's 400 North to exit 10, which is Old Milton Parkway. Take a left if you're heading north. Take a left instead of a right. Go down about a quarter to half mile. You'll see Avalon on the side. You just pull in there and you'll see the Whole Foods. Chef Eric, today is National Raspberry Cream Pie Day, and one that's near and dear to your heart, International Bud Light Day. Well, maybe it does. No, I'm sorry. It says International Beer Day.
Okay. Well, that I like.
I know.
That other thing you mentioned, I thought you were talking about beer.
Really?
Well, the thing you first mentioned isn't actually beer.
Well, today is gluten-free day, and you're pretty excited about that.
I am. My daughter has celiac, so I'm very sensitive, you know, to the needs of somebody with celiac. And I will say that, you know, there's been a lot of issues with people claiming celiac, like gluten sensitivities and things like that. And let me tell you something. There's been several studies that really show that gluten is not something you are sensitive to. You either have celiac or you don't. Gluten works with the endocrine system to do some very important things. So be very careful when you decide to choose a gluten-free diet. That's not necessarily the best diet for you, especially if you're a female that is premenopausal, because there's a high incidence of PCOS that's caused directly by following a gluten-free diet.
Well, thank you, Dr. Holdo.
And people that are celiac, you'll see, have a higher incidence of that as a result. So, you know, it's not, people think it's a health choice, and it's really not a healthy health choice. So, if you are celiac, though, and finding good gluten-free product, it's very difficult, it's very expensive, and here at Whole Foods, they've got more than I've seen anywhere else.
So, let's talk to the queen of gluten-free, at least for this day. She has been with us before. She is one of the favorite chefs we get to work with. It is the lovely Chef Olivia from Not Around Here.
Thank you, guys. Such a warm welcome. Lovely to have you back in the store. And we do actually have a gluten-free event today. So all of our sampling that's going on within the store today from 12 to 3 is gluten-free, great gluten-free products. We obviously have you guys in doing a gluten-free cooking demonstration. And we have everything from gluten-free cookies, cakes, scones, pasta, everything you can think of.
What was that? Scones?
In Australia we say scones, but I've started to pronounce it.
Scones?
I've started to pronounce it scones because that's what I hear over here.
Well, you sounded almost Irish. But anyway, but this is very atypical of what you all do at Whole Foods, because you're always presenting things for the community.
Exactly. And we try to cater to every customer as well. And, you know, a lot of our customers that shop here because they do have special, you know, they're on special diets or have special dietary needs. So we always try to, you know, make things available and accessible to them. Also, when it comes to a gluten-free diet, you know, there's a lot of products that you're not necessarily sure how they're going to taste. So before you invest in that product, it's great to be able to try it, get a sample, learn a little bit about it, and see if you like it. So that's why we do things like the gluten-free events, just to expose more of the products to our customers.
Another great thing about Whole Foods, and we talk about this a lot, even when we're not at a Whole Foods, it's becoming extraordinarily popular, the prepackaged dinners and prepackaged things you can get where you can pick and take home in great varieties, but very cost-effectively. You can get a heck of a meal here for $10 or under that you would get at a restaurant for a little bit more, but you get restaurant quality in a variety of dishes and things so that you really can come here, but you know you've got the quality.
Yeah.
You know you've got the great-tasting food. Now you don't have to go home and cook it. You can literally take it home and enjoy it and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, I always recommend for families to check out our pre-pack section for the family value meals. We do everything from enchiladas, chicken Alfredo, and usually it comes with a family-sized salad and dressing as well. And like you said, they're very cost-effective, usually feed at least a family of four. And we always keep those in our prepared foods cooler section. So.
And your warm stuff that's ready to go, heat and eat, you can just grab it and go. And it's a huge variety.
Yeah.
And the quality. That's what Whole Foods is known for, the quality.
Yeah, that's where I shop every day. So.
Now, would you please explain to Chef Olivia what you're doing?
Absolutely. I'm doing a branzini recipe because I love the fresh fish that they have here. So I walked up to the fishmonger there and asked them to fillet it for me, and they were so kind to do that. So I've got some real sweet Vidalia onions that are thin sliced. Initially just sautéing them in a little bit of olive oil. Then we add garlic, stir that for about another minute. And then I took some organic tomatoes, about 3 cups of sliced organic tomatoes that I've seeded. Added that
in. You were
in.
Using the little Roma tomatoes, not the bigger tomatoes, right?
No, they're not Romas. These are just organic, small, vine-ripened tomatoes. You can use Romas if you want to. Then we added those in, let that go for another couple of minutes, then added a cup and a half of white wine. Yeah.
I smell the wine, and it's on your breath. I'm smelling it. I don't
know why that would be. And then I went over to the olive bar over here in Whole Foods, which
isn't
is an
awesome?
Amazing olive
oh
bar.
Oh, my God.
And took some stuffed olives, pitted olives, and chopped those up.
What were they stuffed
with? Threw
that
in. You know what? They were stuffed with peppers, little yellow peppers.
Do you like the blue cheese stuffed other than in your martinis?
In my martinis, I love the blue cheese stuffed olives. Yeah. I mean, I have martinis just to have the blue cheese stuffed olives, of course. You know, it's for health reasons.
Yes.
And then I added in about an eighth of a teaspoon to a quarter teaspoon of red pepper flakes that I got right over here at the bulk spice area. So I just got it exactly the amount I needed. Now I'm going to let this simmer just a little bit. And then in a moment, what we're going to do is we're going to add in, we'll do it right now. Where is it? There it
we
is.
We love, while he's digging around in his cart, one of the things I love, we talk about this every week. You know, spices have a very short shelf life, really. Now, if you go in most people's cabinets, they don't think that way.
Right.
Because they bought some Spanish paprika, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's still sitting. They go, oh, look, I got Spanish paprika. 6 months, it's over.
Yeah.
But you can come here and you don't have to spend $8 on a jar of Spanish paprika.
Yep.
You can get 2 tablespoons or 3 tablespoons.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing is really amazing.
Yeah, I love the bulk spices. Like you said, you know, for people that do use a lot of spices, they can buy in bulk.
Right.
But also, you can just get small amounts on a regular basis to keep it fresh. So that's nice as well.
Absolutely. So now I've taken the 4 fillets of branzini and added them to this. So we're just going to make sure that they're well covered up. Maybe we'll add a little bit more.
Now, let's just say someone doesn't know what a branzini is.
Okay, so branzini is also called European sea bass. It's not related to Chilean sea bass. The bass is just a sort of a general term. Around England, there's only one type of sea bass. So for them to call it a sea bass is redundant because all bass comes from the sea. Recently, though, they've been stocking lakes and rivers with American bigmouth bass.
But don't look at me.
Yeah. You're the biggest bigmouth bass I can think of. Anyway, so we're going to turn this up a little bit and let it simmer. But branzini is a great... It's also called loup de mer in parts of France.
Nobody calls it that here.
Well, not here, but if you're in a French restaurant and they say loup de mer...
I'm going to look at them and say, what is that? And they're going to say sea bass.
That's right. Exactly.
Now, how long... Now, this is a great... To give you an idea, it's a firm white fish, or white meat fish. It's firm?
Yeah, it's firm. But it's a gentle flavor. And in the fillet, it'll stand up to sort of simmering like we're doing right here. Nicely.
Won't disintegrate.
So it won't totally disintegrate. But I'm also leaving the skin on just to make sure. That skin is edible as long as it's been scaled properly, which, of course... They did that here, so...
They do all the
perfect work
here. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I love shopping at Whole Foods because it's all the taste, all the goodies, none of the hassle and work.
That's
right. It's just really nice.
So we're going to cover this up basically for...
Nice lid.
Yeah, thank you. For about 10 minutes or less and until the fish is properly poached. And then we're going to take the fish out. We'll turn up the heat a little bit, add a little butter, a little grass-fed butter, Kerrygold. And finish off the sauce, and then serve it.
Now, Chef Olivia, down under, you have a different kind of fish.
Yes.
You have
a
very different kind of fish. What is something similar to the to the best that you, the Branzini. Is there anything you would think of that?
Oh man, I'm trying to think. I mean, we have some fish that are really common. You know, I mean, people love the Atlantic salmon.
What's your favorite fish that we wouldn't ordinarily eat here?
Something, a lot of people, I love trout, but I mean, people have that here too, right. I guess. We have something, we have a really nice, a couple really nice white fish that are quite popular. One's called Trevally. I don't think that's available over here.
Yeah, Trevally, I've never
heard of
it.
It's a very light, flaky white fish. Uh-huh. It's great if you want to do like some traditional kind of like beer battered, you know, fish and chips.
Fish and chips,
but
yes.
It's also like great just baked
like
as well.
Like a haddock or a cod sort of thing?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yep, so Trevally is very popular, and it's something that's also not outrageously expensive either, so it's quite, you know, you can get it quite easily. So that's something that's really common that I haven't seen over
what
here.
What about monkfish? Do you guys get monkfish down there?
I don't think we get monkfish, or not that I've seen anyway.
Well, they don't have any monasteries.
Rainbow trout are big as well. People love rainbow trout. So.
When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. What better place to celebrate than right here at Whole Foods in Avalon with lovely Chef Olivia, portly Chef Eric, and even bigger portly host Kevin. Taking it to the streets of Avalon.